The U.S. is planning to spend about $3 million to help several countries in Latin America set up DNA testing facilities. Congress approved that money in last year's budget, in part after hearing stories from non-governmental groups such as the Guatemalan Forensic Anthropology Foundation. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that the head of that group was in Washington recently to talk about his efforts to dig up Guatemala's past.
Freddy Pecciarelli didn't expect to be in this line of work. He and his family fled Guatemala in 1980 after his father was wrongly accused of being a communist and received death threats. Freddy was only 9 years old and quickly put his past behind him, unaware of what was going on back home.
When we moved to New York, I moved to the Bronx, and one of the things I did is I merged myself in the Yankees, the baseball team. We lived four blocks away from the stadium. I was safe, thinking about anything but what was happening in Guatemala, where people were being tortured, killed.
It was only years later, when he was studying anthropology in college, that he learned about efforts to exhume the remains of some of the estimated 160,000 people who were killed and 40,000 disappeared in Guatemala's 36-year-long civil war. Pecciarelli now finds himself deep in the Guatemalan jungles, digging up mass graves and working with scientists and social anthropologists to piece together Guatemala's brutal recent history.
We've exhumed over 3,500 human remains. 25% of those are children under the age of 18. The level of trauma is impressive. I mean, in some cases, there's a case we had in the office not too long ago where we found a 16-year-old boy with 88 machete wounds to his body.
Pecciarelli's office is said to be stacked high with documents and boxes of human bones. He's eager to get the U.S. funds to start DNA testing to be able to identify the remains and help families honor their loved ones. And he thinks the U.S. has some responsibility to stay involved, given its role in a 1954 coup that toppled Guatemala's elected president and ushered in a long period of military rule.
It's proper for current governments of the United States to try to make amends and to try to repair the damage that the U.S. initially caused to the region. So working with U.S. funds and with U.S. support is something that I think is adequate and necessary.
Congressional sources say he's also been getting some U.S. support for his personal protection. Like his father, Pecciarelli has been the target of death threats.
They started with a letter February 21st, 2002, a letter that was very clear in stating that we were the enemy and that we'd had the opportunity to recover all these remains in peace, but now our families are going to bury our bodies and the bodies of our children in tears.
The letters and the personal threats have become more explicit and graphic, he says, though Pecciarelli seems determined to finish the job he set out to do.
And it's important that the new generations, the children in school, read about what happened and understand what happened, and also because of justice. I mean, if we don't prosecute anyone for these crimes, it just shows people in Guatemala that you can kill, even at a massive level, even at a genocidal level, and get away with it.
Murder rates, particularly among women, are skyrocketing now in Guatemala, and Pecciarelli thinks coming to terms with history and promoting justice is one way to fight crime in today's Guatemala. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.